like every time I see like train stations from other countries, I'm like super clean in that train.
It's not always. The trains in Belgium all smell like piss too.
I'm crazy. I go on YouTube and watch stupid shit, and some of those are like train stations and like, because I'm fucking old and
yeah,
can't be bothered to do anything else in my life.
Oh my God.
I'm big fatty.
Do you think his balls have always been like that, or it's because he's so old?
I don't know.
Because old man balls lose their elasticity.
Yeah. Maybe that's a question he'll need to call in and answer.
Maybe.
Or answer it on a show, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm sure we're going to be on the beginning of his show now.
Oh, well.
We were a couple days ago.
Lucky us.
Right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Because old man balls lose their elasticity.
Yeah.
All smell like piss too.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2943 of the BFO for right the 10th of May 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got more voice letters and a few words about Mother's Day.
That music means only one thing. It's your chance to match what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. Now, if you want to try to guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, go over to the LK Today's voicemail number at 206-426-6914 and leave your guess, then check back here and see if you're right.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold.
Purest gold.
E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be, always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
Hello, Glovies! Y'all, it is Mother's Day weekend. And y'all are probably going to be my last Mother's Day weekend. Now, I'm recording this a little bit in advance, so we'll have a roller coaster update towards the end of the little show. But y'all, it's kind of sad, but, you know, it's just the way life is. And y'all, if your mother is having health problems, or she may have already passed away, or you may not have a great relationship with her, just know, hey, Big Fatty will be your mother. Yes, Big Fatty, you spell it M-U-T-H-A, though. Well, mother or mother, it's all the same to me. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that Memory Lane episode clip at the very beginning of today's little show, y'all, I don't remember that at all. I have no idea anything about that. Now, I'm sure that the resident historian of the BFO, that's that Brian in Boston who is unsubscribed, I'm sure he could tell me about it. But Big Fatty, he couldn't be bothered even less than Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Well, you're probably right. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. This weekend, both Tamari the 11th. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew. celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, this is a memory lane name for you. Y'all, it's, it used to be Stephen the Uck, but now he is Stephen Scotland. Now, y'all, do you know what Stephen Scotland's main highlight of association with the BFO is? Yes, McVitty, y'all, he created the BFO app, which is not available anymore, I'm sorry to say. But y'all, he did that, and it was lots of fun while it lasted. Yes, McVitty, and but you can't get it anymore. It's just not available. Yes, McVitty, and y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, a fairly newcomer to Pride 48. He's just celebrated his one-year anniversarium over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Y'all met him down there in Nolens at the Pride 48 this past year. Yes, McVitty, he was in that vulgar yeast-smelling bar. Yes, the Rawhide. And running around in a jockstrap or something. Big Fanny. Y'all, it's Adam. Oh, Big Fanny, we love Stephen Scotland and Adam. It's true. And so, y'all, if you see Stephen Scotland on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, or if you see Adam, old Hokey Pokey on the Twitty, I don't know what he is on the FaceSpace, y'all wish them both a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fanny. Oh, he is fat and sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. In the real world, it's been about 20 seconds since I did a voice letter for you. That one is probably being played, and let's see, this is May 4th, it's Star Wars Day. Maybe get paid by the end of May, and this one may get played. It's only 4 a.m. By the time the little show ends, if it makes it to that point. But I had a question. So cue the music.
McFadden, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, McFadden?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, McFadden?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Princess Hanna at 4 a.m. in the morning. What the hell? Princess Hanna, what you got?
All right, my question is, Vera, how's your mother? This is the downside of Antivera stopping their podcast, is we no longer get the how's your mother updates. And I want to know how Auntie Vera's mother is doing. I mean, we hear about how your mother is doing. We hear how Archer's mother is doing. I want to know about my aunties. So, inquiring minds want to know. Love you. Bye.
How's your hole? Family, be ready. Well, first of all, Princess Hanna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. Princess Hanna, I'm going to tell you a little secret. The other night, you know, in dealing with the roller coaster with my mother and all, I don't know why, but I dreamed that Vera's mother had passed away. Or she had fallen or some sort of calamity had occurred, and I'm afraid to reach out and ask the question. So you've obviously done it for me. Big Fetty, you're making an assumption that the old gal still listens. Remember, she's significantly older now. She's in her 64th year, and she might not be able to hear this anymore. Big Fetty doesn't want to hear it.
Hello, darling. This is Matthew from Chubbs Gone Wild, the Kids Show, all those fun podcasts. I am calling to, one, tell you how much I love you and how amazing you are. And I guess I have, in a way, been kind of a lurker because I don't participate as much as I know that I should and that I really want to, so that you know how much I absolutely adore you and love you. And I also want to just lend a lot of love with the things going on with your the Hat Arena and everything. Yeah, just sending you lots of love and lots of support, as I know many, many others are as well. So hang in there, and I'm terrible at ending calls. Anyway, thank you for doing everything you do. I love.
Big Fetty, I just sliced up these onions over here. Would you like to smell? No, I'm fine. I'm just, that's what all that is. But y'all, that, of course, is Matt Burlingame from the Chubbs Gone Wild and the Big Gay Sex Show annual reunion little show, and formerly of, he used to spank one of the Golden Girls or something. Anyway, but Matt, thank you so much for that sweet, 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 sweet call. And y'all, I've gotten lots of sweet messages and testimoniums and a post at the BFO and y'all, it's just you're all just very kind, and it really is nice to hear from you. And and Matt, thank you for de-lurking. Yes, we very, thank goodness someone pretended to be a lurker. We'll Matt, by the way, the easiest way to end a call to the BFO is to just say thank you for calling.
Read Kathy, who's lip post everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I guess y'all, I have received an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon, and y'all, the subject is not de-lurking. It says, "Ole, Big, it's me, Batty Bacon from Nidraba, North Dakota. Oh, sugar crumbs, I mean, it's me, Patty Bacon from Macon." Yes, Big, that's right, Macon. But first, I must declare that I am not de-lurking. I write an e-letter every single week. I never miss a week. I am very, very excited to announce my recent graduation from the Julie Andrews College of Governess Arts and Sciences. I am very good with the discipline, and I have a carpet bag that I can fit a lot of things in, but I'm not very good with teaching singing, making play clothes from decorative textiles, or puppet shows. Don't you like the puppet shows, Big? I do, yes. Maybe you could tutor me on those, Big. Penny, I am working for the wealthiest family in Macon. They're not wealthy enough to pay for fancy boarding schools, though. My room is in the ceiling rafters, but there is a handsome butler with a limp and a big secret I feel he's burdened with. I need to help him ease that burden badly. Along with the darling, adorable children, they remind me of the ones from Walnut Hills. I am responsible for the care of the family dog. Oh, my. How could I forget? Ole Poodle. Hi, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon, now from Macon. Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon, now from Macon. Anywho, Big, tonight is it's movie night for the kiddies, and I decided to bake some cookies for them to enjoy while watching Flowers in the Attic. Toodles, Patty. Well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from a member of the Bacon family. And for you to be in Macon, you're much closer to Fat Acres. Maybe you can plan a weekend, hop on your umbrella, Big Fatty, thank goodness you didn't say broom, and come on over to Fat Acres and have a visit. And I hope the gimp with a limp is touched inappropriately by you soon. Yes, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from a lurker. Y'all, a semi-lurker, I'll say. Y'all, it's Phyllis Lindstrom. And Phyllis, I think Phyllis de-lurks every once in a while. But she actually has two Big Fatty questions. Ask Big Fatty questions. Hey, Big Fatty, lurker Phyllis here. Ask Big Fatty question number one, do you manscape anywhere? And ask Big Fatty question number two, once you hit episode 3000, will you still do your Survivor recap a little show? All the best, Phyllis from the Vermont. Now, y'all, I don't remember Phyllis being from Vermont, but Phyllis, first of all, thank you so much for de-lurking. It touches Big Fatty inappropriately. Fatty, that's why they don't de-lurk. But I'm so glad you decided to participate. Y'all, this today is the last day you can still de-lurk and participate. And these are excellent questions. The first question, Big Fatty, I don't think this one's very excellent. Well, first question about manscaping, the answer is no. if it's just a... It's just old and saggy and hairy and Big Fatty, that's kind of, yeah, well, that's pretty much you and the old gal. Anyway, the second question, will I still do the Survivor after episode 3000? And the answer for that and but first is yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, I'm not going to play the music for about the Hat Arena, but y'all, the update from Thursday is that she did indeed make it to the physical therapy facility, and hopefully she's, oh, there, Gussie, and, y'all, I don't think she's going to be there very long because it's going to require her to be much more active than she has been. But, y'all, as I told my brother earlier this morning, I've been surprised already a couple of times on this trip by her and all. And, y'all, she ate a really good supper on hump day night. So, hump day night, because I'm recording this on 3. Big Fatty! Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and Adam, since your birthday's tomorrow, are there some things that you've kind of come to terms with?
Because old man balls lose their elasticity.
Yeah.
All smell like piss, too.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's welcomed him to the club, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.